Hi, and welcome to your audio insight from hypnosisdownloads.com on how to quickly reduce anxiety created by situations that you need to feel confident for. I'm Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge, and in this session I'm going to give you a really simple technique to help you to reduce anxiety whenever you need to during the actual moment you might begin to feel anxious. Now, there's nothing like mental preparation in advance of an anticipated situation to help set your mind and body to feel calm and resourceful when that situation actually comes around. You know, if you have that hot date coming up, or a job interview, or a public presentation, say, and you know exactly when in the future it's going to be, then using self-hypnosis to train the brain and condition the body ahead of time to naturally feel calm and focused in just the right way just can't be beat. But sometimes we get caught out by our emotions and we find ourselves just feeling suddenly anxious, perhaps when we didn't expect to. Sometimes events just catch us out, perhaps something unforeseen happens, and hey presto, anxiety tries to get the better of us. Now, the first thing I like to do in these types of times is to take control of my breathing. Without us realizing it, anxiety makes us breathe in more deeply than we breathe out. Breathing like that, in turn, makes us feel even more anxious and can even turn into hyperventilation, which is when people just breathe in as if gasping. So the first part of calming down very fast when you're actually in a situation is to purposefully breathe out for longer than you breathe in. This is sometimes known as the 7-11 technique and involves breathing into a quick count of 7, counting in your head that is, then breathing out to the count of 11. Some people make the mistake of thinking this means trying to breathe out for 11 seconds, which is way too long. So I just breathe in to the count of 5 and breathe out more slowly to the count of 7. The numbers don't really matter. What matters is that your out-breath is longer than your in-breath. When you breathe like that for a minute or so, your whole system has to calm down. Thoughts stop racing, your pulse returns to normal, and of course you start to feel more confident. So extending the out-breath to alter the course of your physical and emotional reaction is a great way to calm things down. So what about the next step? Well, a recent study published in the journal Social Cognitive and Affective Neuroscience in 2014 found that the quick reminders of being loved and cared for reduce the brain's anxious response to threatening situations, and that this reduction in the stress response can happen almost instantly. Directly after seeing soothing images, people were shown threatening facial expressions or words that would normally cause a strong response in the amygdala, a brain structure which is key to how we process emotion. Functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, was used to measure how the brain responded. The research found that even very brief reminders of the pattern of being loved and cared for instantly reduced arousal. In fact, the images were even effective when people didn't pay conscious attention to them. And the more anxious people were, the more effective these images were for them in lowering the anxious arousal. So how can you use this information? Well, even if you don't have lots of pictures of people behaving sweetly to one another on your phone, you can use visualization. And this visualization can even be done with your eyes open. Remember, the images only had to be briefly glimpsed to be effective, and worked even when the conscious mind paid no attention to them. The images don't have to be of people you know. It could be an image of an older person gently cradling a child, or a couple smiling into one another's eyes, or any other image that, for you, signifies love, caring for, and being cared for. Okay, so right now you can just get a sense of an image like that in your mind, just like a snapshot. Even people who aren't great at visualizing can get a snapshot sense for a split second of a caring encounter. Now, you can use the same image or make up one on the spot if you need to. One guy I know who practiced self-hypnosis ahead of his public presentations, also for good measure, imagined his daughter laughing and cuddling him just before he went on stage to present. After a while, he told me, this image would sort of post-hypnotically come to him whenever he was about to do a presentation. He found that once he'd done it a few times purposefully, it would start to happen spontaneously, making him feel even more relaxed. One woman I worked with found that what worked for her, when she needed to quickly calm herself and boost her confidence, was to imagine snapshots of herself stroking and playing with her beloved cat. So you could practice this right now, as long as you aren't driving or doing anything else that requires your full concentration. Now, if it's easier to begin with, and you will get better at this, just focus your mind down onto your breathing, and just for a few moments, follow the trace of your breath in to the count of 5. That's it, and then slowly breathe out to the count of 7. Or longer if you choose. And now, with your eyes open, just imagine getting a glimpse of an image of someone loving and being loved, a child or an adult, the smile in their eyes, perhaps, the warmth of physical contact, complete acceptance, the peace in knowing that acceptance, the wonderful, almost physical sense of goodwill, softly smiling, perhaps, the smile of love and connection and caring, just a snapshot in your mind. Okay, and that's it. So practice these two steps. Firstly, breathing out and extending the out-breath evenly and comfortably. And secondly, at the same time or just after, visualizing a snapshot image that speaks of love or being loved. Some people actually carry loving images around with them, but I think practicing doing this as an on-the-job instant visualization is a really powerful way to do it. Practice it a few times and then it'll be yours, because practice will give you the sense that you've made this little technique your own. You can also try it sometimes without the breathing part, because what you'll find pretty soon is that just visualizing the loving scene will normalize your breathing without you even having to think about it. Try this next time you want to feel a little or a lot calmer in a situation in which you suddenly notice you could do with a little more calm and confidence. So I hope you found this interesting and useful, and you can get access to over 50 other audio insights in the hypnosisdownloads.com members section, The Growth Zone. To find out more, just go to hypnosisdownloads.com and click on the members link. I'm Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge, and I hope you enjoyed this audio insight from hypnosisdownloads.com.